Hello, my friends. Here we are, back with a new episode from our show, Trapped: Tales of Body Horror and Betrayal. With this series, we had the privilege to work with five very different, very fabulous writers. As I've mentioned, we are well aware that we are treading very delicate territory with this theme, but we tread it with honor and respect. As fodder for the imaginations of our amazing writing team, I disclosed some of my own very personal experiences. I'm just one of the many who struggle to live and function with chronic illness, and I am by no means unique in that, and to be clear, these stories are not my story. But I felt that we could explore some very real nightmares through the cracked and kaleidoscopic lens that is Fireside Mystery Theater. It was quite interesting and revealing to see what each writer produced and then to hear it brought to life by our cast and crew. This episode invites the question, which of these are capable of greater treachery and betrayal? Our own bodies or our fellow humans? From the mind of writer Brian Wallace, we give you Marked. It was taped live on June 30th, 2019.
Ma chère page, ma beauty, ma soul, we are alone at last.
Dylan, I came as soon as I got your note.
But my love, your hands are so clean.
Why wouldn't they be?
They should be bloody. My heart, mon coeur, was wrapped up in that note. I ripped it from my very chest and sent it to you on loose leaf paper. It's a metaphor.
Oh, Dylan, I've dreamed about your metaphors.
You are dreaming now, my love. That is why I have this French accent. Dearest, I have something to ask of you.
Anything, Dylan, anything.
Will you go to prom with me?
Yes, Dylan, yes. Oh, say something to me in French.
Poisson.
That means fish.
It's your dream. And you are barely making a C in French. That is the only word you are really good at.
Say it again.
Poisson. Poisson. Poisson.
It's official. Hughes had it.
No.
I knew it. He had to disappear for a reason. I knew he had something.
Maybe he didn't disappear. Maybe he was disappeared.
Yeah, right before the prom? I'm surprised they haven't canceled it. This thing is like a plague.
How'd you find out?
School nurse.
What were you doing at the school nurse, Molly? You have it too? You get marked?
No, shut up. Don't start that kind of stuff. I was only there to drop off a stapler for Nurse Chapter, and I heard her on the phone.
Drop off a stapler? What is that, some kind of metaphor?
What?
I think you're trying to say euphemism, and even that doesn't make sense.
What would you know about it?
Trust me.
You were pretty tight with Hughes, weren't you, Paige?
What? Well, where'd you get that from?
She likes Dylan.
Shut up, Molly. Why is everybody up in my business all of a sudden?
I'm just saying, I used to see you guys around each other a lot.
All right, back off, McCarthy. Hughes lives across the street from me, but I'm not tight with him at all. I've kept my bedroom blinds closed since we turned 13, so I wouldn't know anything about him.
Why'd you call me McCarthy? What does that mean?
You don't take history class?
I spend most of my time at detention or at football.
This doof doesn't remember anything past 5 minutes anyway.
What's that smell?
What smell? I don't smell anything.
It's something. Something rough. Cameron, did you do something?
Don't look at me, dude.
Guys, you're being gross. Go sit somewhere else if you're going to do this.
No, I'm really good at smelling.
You're good at smelling.
Something definitely happened.
That's probably the fish sticks. Just shut up about it.
No, those are worse. This is different. It coexists more stratigraphically alongside the fish sticks.
Stratigraphically? Oh my God, you are good at smelling. You suck at social skills, but smelling is definitely something you should pursue in life.
I think I smell it too now. It's like a pine cone or something.
Okay, you stupid Sherlocks, it's me. Satisfied? Mystery solved? It's aftershave.
Why are you wearing aftershave? You're a girl. You putting it on your legs?
It's my dad's. He left it behind when he went away. I don't want to talk about it.
Molly, I didn't know your dad left. I'm so sorry.
When did this happen?
Yeah, and why? Why you been keeping it a secret? He get marked? What?
Guys, what did I just freaking say?
Okay. Have it your way. For now.
Yeah, I'll sniff something out. I mean, we're friends and all, Molly, but the way things have been going, we can't be keeping secrets. If one person is showing signs of this stuff, it affects us all. That stuff's catching.
Oh my God, it's Dylan. Here comes Dylan. Is there anything in my teeth?
Yeah, bunch of gunk.
And one of them looks cracked.
They're being jerk. Your teeth look fine.
Dylan! What's up, man?
Hey, Cameron. Hey, Damone. Girls, it's hanging.
Nothing. We're girls.
Cool.
Be nice, Molly.
Hey, Paige. You were around later? It was something I wanted to ask you.
Sure. You got it, Dylan. Yeah, I'm completely around.
Cool. Maybe I can drive you home?
Totally. I'd love that. Anytime.
Cool. What happened to your forehead?
Nothing.
You sure?
Yeah. You got some Hello Kitty Band-Aid on it. I didn't notice earlier because your bangs look weird today.
My cat scratched me, that's all.
Okay. Cool. You put it down?
Of course not.
Just think about it. This thing that's going around, they say it started with cats.
I heard it was chocolate.
I thought it had something to do with touching your face a lot.
Yeah, can't be too careful. Seems every time one person gets it, somebody else does. Makes no sense. Anyway, think you'll be healed up by this weekend?
I'm positive.
Cool. So I'll see you after school then.
I'll be there. Here. You know what I mean.
Later, Dylan.
Later, man.
I'll leave you two dorks something to remember me by.
Oh, dude, right in my face. You suck.
Isn't he amazing? If only he spoke better French.
This weekend, the prom's this weekend. That can only mean one thing.
Oh, don't jinx it.
One thing, though, you don't have a cat. Why did you say that?
Leave it alone, okay? I don't want to get into it right now. Hopefully, it won't matter by this weekend.
Oh my, well, I didn't mean to cut right into the thick of that teenage angst, but I promise you need to know what I'm about to tell you. In 1974, a family finds a metal sphere on their property in Jacksonville, Florida. Witnesses say the ball vibrates and seemingly rolls around on its own. The family poodle whimpers and covers its ears when the ball is nearby. What happens next involves the U.S. Navy, UFO investigators, and a potentially haunted mansion in the woods. Oddball is an investigation into what the ball was and where it is today. And ultimately, it's a story of how one shiny object sends a family into hiding. Host Lindsay Kilbride takes us deep into the mystery of the Betts Sphere in a podcast told in five parts. Oddball from WJCT Public Media is out, starting Monday, October 7th, wherever you get podcasts. Check it out at oddballpodcast.com. Now, let's get back to Marked.
Come on, what's happening to me?
Paige, are you still in there? Come on, honey, it's time for you to turn in.
Just a minute, Dad, I'm busy.
Oh, come on now, I need to get in there myself. I can't seem to find my...
Can't you use the other bathroom?
I was sure, I left my glasses in here. What are you doing?
It's girl stuff, Dad.
Look at you. More and more like your beautiful mother every day.
Oh, that's such a cliche.
Well, cliches are true, aren't they?
Well, anyway, my beautiful mother didn't have a forehead that looks like this.
Oh, well, honey, this is completely normal for people your age. I still get them myself.
Don't go around saying that. If you get it, there's a chance I'm going to keep getting it. You know they took Molly's dad away because of it.
Okay, what?
That's the word that's going around.
Paige, that's nasty gossip. Molly's dad, well, her parents are having a rough time. You should be nice to her. I'm sure it's tough.
I'll be nice to anyone you want once this thing goes away. My God, it's like some evil vestigial twin. I was a single birth, wasn't I? You still have my ultrasounds?
Listen to you.
The thing Mom died of. Well, that was genetic,
okay,
wasn't it?
Okay, all right. You're getting yourself worked up. Go to bed, Paige.
Dad, a guy I really like asked me to the prom today. I can't have this thing on my face.
Well, if he's really worth liking, he won't care.
You don't understand how these things work. They'll take pictures and everything.
Hey, they had pictures when I went to prom, you know. I'll even show you the daguerreotypes sometime.
Well, not on Facebook. You put your pictures in an album and never looked at them again. I'll be tagged, marked, everywhere. It could affect where I go to college, what kind of career I have. Why won't my body just cooperate? Oh,
your generation has been so sheltered. It's just a little acne, I'm sure of it.
Oh, we're not allowed to use that word.
Acne? What are you talking about?
The school says it makes people feel insecure about themselves.
Well, that hardly makes the condition go away. I mean, what exactly do you think you're feeling now?
Oh, that's different. Feeling is one thing. Talking about what you're feeling is a little more risky.
I'm your dad. That's what I'm here for, to help.
Well, you know what would help? The drugstore is still open. Will you go get me something?
All that stuff is just snake oil, Paige.
That's not true.
I am an insurance adjuster, you know.
What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing at all. I just keep looking for a conversation where that information makes a difference.
Dad, please.
All right. Go to bed now, and I'll go get your placebo.
Thank you.
I just need to find my keys. I think I left them in the other bathroom.
The morning may be too late. This thing looks like it's smirking at me. I'll give it something to smirk about. Where's that steel wool?
So, if we multiply the hypotenuse of an isosceles triangle by the square root of the cosine of this figure here, and divide the result by the year of Alexander the Great's death, anybody? 323 BC, that makes it an integer. Negative 323, yes? Then if we do that, we can better diagram this sentence. If you did your reading, you'll know this sentence comes from Hawthorne's short story, The Birthmark. And if you pull out all the adverbs in this sentence, pull them out carefully, then what we're left with is a nice little shortcut, a clever mnemonic device to help us remember how a bill becomes a law. Those of you banging your heads on your desks, I hope you are either dying or meditating, because this will be on the driver's test.
I swear to God, we've had this guy all year, and I still have no idea what this class is supposed to be. What subject is this?
I heard that McLicknick is on the board of the teachers' union. It's criminal what they let him get away with. Somehow, though, Damone is actually pulling an A in this class.
Why does that make sense to me?
So, are you going to tell me what happened to your head or not?
What's with the bandage?
I don't want to get into it.
Don't tell me your fake cat attacked you again.
Please.
When Dylan sees this, he's not exactly going to think you're getting better.
Oh, you won't be seeing Dylan again. He was marked. We found out this morning in gym class.
What?
He thought he could hide it, but there are no secrets in a locker room. He looked like a moonscape. We took care of him.
Took care of him? What on earth did you do, Cameron?
It's best I don't go into detail. But we're ending this outbreak.
We? Who's we?
What's the commotion back there? I'm trying to mold young minds. Patty, put that razor blade down.
Nothing, Mr. McLicknick. These girls are just having trouble with the metric system. I was helping them.
Oh, put it down now. Well, then start with the Roman Empire, or you'll never master the metric system. Remember, it all begins with Rome, and they began with the Etruscans. The Etruscans are key. Desmond, take your head out of that noose. It will bring down your GPA.
A few of us got together and decided to take care of this ourselves. We can't rely on the school anymore. It's
gone too far.
You've become a gang of ignorant vigilantes. What did you do to Dylan? Where is he?
What happened to your head? Take that bandage off.
Don't touch me.
You were with Dylan all afternoon yesterday. He probably infected you too. Maybe you infected him.
You watch your mouth.
Paige, please tell me what happened. Maybe I can help.
Mr. McClicknick, may I go to the bathroom, please? It's urgent.
Oh, go ahead. But hurry back. We're about to work on the interpretive dance project inspired by the gross national product of Botswana.
You can't hide forever, Paige.
Please, just tell us.
Oh, and Paige, leave your shoelaces here. I am not losing another student this semester. Theodore, are you eating barbed wire?
Go ahead and run. It's just a matter of time.
Oh, please be gone. Please be gone. Oh, please. Can't you understand? I'm trying to keep us both alive. Just help me out here. We don't need to run fast or digest dairy or fit into those jeans. We don't need to be good at French. Just please let the skin be clear. Please, please, please.
There she is!
I knew it! In here, everyone!
This is the ladies' room! Get out!
Look at her, she's so... Oh, my God!
You probably all look like this under your hats and makeup! Stay back!
It's worse than we thought!
Molly, please help me! Tell them to leave! We're best friends! We can talk this out!
I'm sorry, Paige. Please understand.
But you're my friend! My best friend!
I'm too scared!
Of me? Of them? Or of something in yourself?
It all makes sense now. Dylan, Hughes... Even her mom died of something, didn't she?
You leave my mother out of this. It's nothing bad. We grow out of it.
Not in time for prom, we don't.
It started with you, Paige. And it'll end with you, too.
Get her! She's headed for the stall.
No! My hand! She stepped on my hand!
No, it's not my fault. It could happen.
Again! Again!
Again! Do it again!
Do it!
Again! Do it!
It's over. It's done.
I think my hand is broken.
Let me see.
Look, my knuckles can't... No, get away.
What's wrong? Come here. What are you all looking at?
Hey, what's on your face, Damone?
My face? Nothing. I think she must have scratched me.
That's no scratch.
Wait a minute. Don't even think about it, Cameron. You guys back off.
He's a big guy, everyone, but he can't take us all on.
Wait. Stop. What was that?
Somebody's locked us in! Hey, open the door! People are in here!
Help! Help us! Don't leave us in here!
Well, that's one more class quarantined. We'll start over come the fall. A new class, a clean slate. Clean faces, we hope. That just leaves you and me for the prom this weekend, Nurse Schachter. If, of course, you'll do me the honor. I always use an astringent. And of course, I've avoided chocolate since I discovered some interesting concepts in Mayan mathematics. Shall we?
How long you think that you can run that by? think that you could do what you've been doing? Ooh, now who are you fooling? I came back home and went to bed. Wrong, sweet girl, what's wrong? I told her what's wrong. I said, Allie, you better look around. How long you think that you could run that body down? How many nights you think that you could do what you've been doing? Ooh, now who are you fooling?
Was Marked. The cast featured in this episode include James Reeser as Dylan, Casey LaForest as Molly, Alan LaForest as Damone, Michael Pate as Cameron, Eric Davy Gislason as Paige's dad, David Linton as Mr. McLicknick, and the part of Paige was played by me, Ali Silva. The song Run That Body Down, written by Paul Simon, was performed by Martina Da Silva, accompanied by Nico Slater. Marked was written by Brian Wallace and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Our live show and podcast are produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score for this show was improvised and performed by Steve Blanco. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Brontes Shane Orengo. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. Dearest listeners, you may think you've heard everything FMT has to offer, but there's more. And more comes in the form of the Patreon playlet, lovingly crafted mini episodes of bonus content. We give our Patreon patrons at the $5 or more per month level a new and delightfully exclusive playlet each month. From this current series, we have a special bonus called Save the Body. We feel it's a most worthy reward for your patronage, and it's your patronage that can help us to keep doing what we do. For as little as a dollar or two or more a month, you can provide vital support to FMT, and there are all sorts of special perks for all different monthly sustainer levels. Check them out and consider becoming an FMT Patreon patron today by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater, or just follow the link from our website. As ever, we are so grateful for any support you give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering. We know that as a podcast listener, you've heard the call many times for a kind rating and review on Apple Podcasts. But it really is a lovely way to support your favorite audio creators without spending a penny. So we hope you will. And many thanks to those who have already. Our all-new season of live shows for Fireside Mystery Theater is already in full swing. Can you believe it's our fifth season? This month, we have a special two-night run of live performances as we return to the historic Morris Jumel Mansion, the oldest residence in Manhattan. Come to one of New York City's most fascinating sights to experience one of New York City's most fascinating shows. It's called Did You Hear Her Voice? Eliza Jumel and Nellie Bly, Grand Dames and the Mysteries of Old New York. Friday, October 18th and Saturday, October 19th at 8 p.m. Two evenings of spooky historical fiction, perfectly tuned for the Halloween season. Get your tickets at morrisjumel.org from our Facebook page or via the links on our website. Speaking of Halloween, our buddy James Scully has some seasonal delight and fright for you in one of his latest episodes of Breaking Walls, the podcast on the history of American dramatic radio. We urge you to get into the spirit of All Hallows Eve and listen to episode 96, Halloween on the Air. Go trick-or-treating with the greats of the golden age of radio. The terror is on the air and the spirits are in the streets. You'll always hear something fascinating on the Breaking Walls podcast. Find it where you're listening right now or at thewallbreakers.com. In our next episode from our Trapped series, we give you two sisters whose intimate bond is so intense it affects their very health and well-being. Keep an eye out for Sense of Touch. May we all be kind to each other. It's the least we can do. And so is sharing the gentle reminder to mind the shadows.